Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, A Sermon for the Hurting. The scripture reading is Psalm 3, 1-8. Thank you to Earl, Ed, Don, and everyone else involved in the service. Happy anniversary this week to Joe and John.
Psalms 3, verse 1-8. Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake up because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people.
Thanks, everyone, for being with us today. We really appreciate it. Whenever there's a group of people gathered together, there are people who will be hurting and in sorrow. The Old Testament isn't old as we think. In the book of Psalms, some 150 Psalms, there are a variety of emotions that take place. But there is one theme that goes through this, that for each one of us, we've experienced this already, that we can be in pain emotionally, physically, sometimes even spiritually, a wrestling match, if you will. So all of these scriptures will be in the Psalms, and maybe we can relate to some of these things. Yes, all of us hurts, and it's not a bad thing. Sometimes we need the hurt emotionally and physically. There was a musical group a number of years ago, REM, and there was a video that went along with it. Everybody hurts, everybody cries. And it was, if you maybe remember this, there were a traffic jams. And then all of a sudden, the video people were zooming in on people in the cars. And then they're captioned about making comments about what their life is like. And through all of it, watered all down, it came down to pain and sorrow. And so in Psalms, the Bible within the Bible, if you will, it doesn't say that being in pain is weakness. It's not. It is a reality. And today I just want to share some of these scriptures and some of the comments. One of the scriptures in the book of Psalms in chapter 31 and then later in 14 and 15, the writer says, my life is consumed by anguish and many years in groaning. My strength fails because of affliction in my bones, and I grow weak. Some of us older like I am, we understand that. But then it goes deeper than that. It's emotional. He says, I am a dread to my friends. In fact, those who see me on the street run from me because I'm forgotten by them, as though I were dead. And yet, the writer says, even though all of those feelings, those emotions, the sadness, oh my goodness, how horrible. Now he says, but I trust in you, O God. I say that you are my God. My life and my time is in your hands. And oh Lord, please deliver me from my enemies and those who constantly pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. And that's the key. The love of the Lord is always with us. It's not a failure when we hurt. We must remember how much God does love us. He knew us, which is incredible. He knew us even before the beginning of the world. So he says in verse 19, "How great is your goodness that you have stored up for those who revere you. In the shelter of your presence, you hide us. In our dwelling, we are kept safe." And all of us know that the world is not always peaceful. For some wonderful situation that we now have in Canada, we are so grateful that we have a country that we don't have to wake up in the morning whether or not where they're going to be shot or blown up or whatever. And I know that sounds horrible, but that's the reality for some people in different places in the world. So we can hurt for them. So he says, "But the eyes of the Lord are on those who revere him, on those who hope is in his unfailing love. We wait in hope for the Lord because he is our help and shelter. May your unfailing love rest upon us, even as we put our hope in you." And this is our theme through life. I mean, I'm getting older, close to 70 years. I'm not sure how many years that's going to last. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. God's unfailing love is here for all of us. And then for those who are sometimes been belittled and so forth and embarrassed in front of people. Well, Psalm says this: "May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those plot ruin. May they be turned back in dismay. May they like chaff before the wind with the angel of the Lord driving them away." Yes, angels do exist. We often don't think about this. In our church, we believe with all of our heart, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But there are angels all throughout Old and New Testament alike. And never does it even hint that angels don't exist anymore. Oh yeah, angels always on our side, but not really knowing it sometimes. I sometimes think, wasn't that lucky? Well, maybe it was, but maybe behind the scenes, angels were on our side. May all who gloat over those who are in distress, they should be put to shame. May all who exalt themselves, thinking that nothing wrong will come with me, that is not true. So then again, the Lord intervenes. May those who delight shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, "The Lord be exalted. My tongue shall speak of your righteousness and your praises all day long." We often hide our sadness, thinking that we're being weak. But sadness is a demonstration of our emotions, what we really feel, what we really need. So in Psalms, again, the Bible within the Bible, if you will, giving us all of these wonderful comments, or thinking comments, or something along the lines of, okay, stop. I've got to read this again. even though it's thousands of years old. That's my life, or that's this situation. It's a reality. Yeah, it's called the Bible within the Bible, and rightly so. So in Psalm, he says, "But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from my transgressions. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Be not deaf to my weeping." Sometimes we experience this deep sorrow. We often forget that God the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the angels are always around us. And I love that passage in the book of Hebrews, which we often forget. Are not angels ministering spirits sent to serve those for salvation? Angels all around us, helping us. And then in Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. And he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our own God. And one of the things about Christianity is we can continue to grow. I remember in Bible college, I think every day I would say, "Boy, I didn't know that. Man, I didn't know that was in the scripture. Wow, I should know more about that." But it's not just memorizing it. It's putting it into our heart, changing our life by living the way God wants us to live. And it's a continuous thing for all of us, from younger age to middle age to older age. It's always learning. And that the Lord Almighty is with us. So have mercy on me, O God, according to my failing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, because they are many. Wash away all my iniquity. Cleanse me with hyssop, so that I can be clean. God, please, oh boy, hide me. Please blot out my sins and my iniquities. And maybe you've experienced this in Psalm 54. Strangers are attacking me. They're seeking my life without regard for God. Yet I am not afraid. God is my help. The Lord sustains me. I will praise his name forever, for it is good, because the Lord has delivered me. And then in 55 of Psalm, fear and trembling have come to me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I will hurry to my place of shelter from the tempest and the storm. I see violence and strife and destructive forces in this world. Enemies insult me, but I call on the Lord, and he saves me and sustains me. Cast your cares on the Lord, because he cares for you. Sometimes not easy to grasp, but to remember, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I'm always with you. So in Psalm 61, he says, "Hear my cry, O Lord, listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call out to you. I call as my heart grows faint. So please lead me to the rock that is higher than myself. For Lord, you are my refuge. Lord, you are a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your place forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings." Just imagine wings stretched forth and then closing in, and that one day God will put his arms around us. It's not just fantasy. It's not fantasy. It is the reality for each of us. If we could just sustain it, gain it, and share it with others. My soul finally finds rest in God alone. He is my rock. He is my salvation. He is the Savior, and he daily bears our burdens, even right now, this time, this day. So save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. Have you ever felt that way? But I pray to you, O Lord, time of your favor. O God, answer me with your salvation, and I will praise your name in song and glorify you with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord. So again, he says, don't cast away when I'm old. Don't forsake me when my strength is gone. But as for me, I will always have hope in you. I will praise you more and more. I will tell of your righteousness, your marvelous deeds. And when I'm old and gray, I will declare your power to the next generation as they come along. My mouth will tell of your righteousness. So restore us, O Lord Almighty. Make your face shine upon us. And again, the crying out, because we have cried out so many times in life because we need it, that God provides a shelter for us. He says in 91, if we dwell in the shelter of the Most High, we will rest in the Lord. It's a promise. He, the Lord, is our refuge. He is our fortress. He is God, whom I trust. So come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song and praise him all day long. Shout for joy to the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know and remember that the Lord is God. He has made us and he sustains us. Because some have forgotten the Lord. They had forgotten the great things he had done. Oh God, save us. Oh Lord God, gather us from all the nations of the world and let us give thanks and give glory and give praise to the Lord, everlasting to everlasting. There are some who become fools and suffered affliction because of their sins. They saw the works of the Lord and they asked for forgiveness. And now they have God's unfailing love. I love, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Then he turned his ear to me, and I will call on him as long as I live. So lastly, I just share these words. I know it's been somewhat repetitive, but for me, I'm a slow learner, and I want to keep reading it. It helps. God is a loving God. God is my rock. God is my fortress. God is my stronghold. God is my deliverer. God is my shield. Oh, I will praise him all of my life. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and he gathers us to that kingdom. The Lord promises he'll never leave us or forsake us. He's with us always. And one day, we will see him face to face. Therefore, let all of us praise his holy name. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations marked NRSVUE, taken from the New Revised Standard Version, Updated Edition. Copyright 2021, National Council of Churches of Christ in the United States of America. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.